Topic 99. Knowledge. 1. This is knowledge, to rightly direct force currents, first in the three worlds of human endeavor, and then in the solar system. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 881. 2. Exoteric and esoteric knowledge. Why do we consider certain aspects of knowledge esoteric and other aspects as exoteric? The answer to this involves the realization that some knowledge deals with the subjective side of life, and the other type of knowledge is concerned with energy and force, hence the danger of undue hasty revelation, and another with that which is energized. Therefore, it will be apparent that until the faculty of ascertaining subjective information is achieved, whole ranges of facts will remain outside the scope of the consciousness of the majority. As we have been told, the goal of evolution is the attainment of consciousness on all planes. Owing to the small evolutionary attainment of the race, only the physical plane is as yet in any way brought under conscious control. The knowledge which deals with that plane, the information which is concerned with densest objectivity, the sum total of facts connected with the five lower subplanes of the physical plane, are, from the occult standpoint, considered exoteric. Information and knowledge of the life evolving through the forms will for a considerably longer time be considered esoteric, as also will the apprehension and comprehension of the matter aspect and the laws governing energy on an astral and the mental planes. All that can be acquired by instinct and by the use of the concrete mind functioning through the physical brain can be considered as dealing with that which we call exoteric. It is thus evident how the range of fact will differ according to A. the age of the soul, B. experience developed and used, C. condition of the brain and the physical body, D. circumstances and environment. As time progresses and man reaches a fair state of evolution, mind is more rapidly developed and a new factor comes gradually into play. Little by little, the intuition, or the transcendental mind, begins to function and eventually supersedes the lower or concrete mind. It then utilizes the physical brain as a receiving plate, but at the same time develops certain centers in the head, and thus transfers the zone of its activity from the physical brain to the higher head centers, existing in etheric matter. For the mass of humanity, this will be affected during the opening up of the etheric subplanes during the next two races. This is paralleled in the animal kingdom by the gradual transference of the zone of activity from the solar plexus to the rudimentary brain and its gradual development by the aid of manas. As we consider these points, it will become apparent that the esoteric aspects of knowledge are really those zones of consciousness which are not yet conquered and brought within the radius of control of the indwelling entity. The point to be emphasized is that when this is realized, the true significance of the esoteric and the occult will be appreciated, and the endeavor of all knowers will be to draw within the zone of their knowledge other units who are ready for a similar expansion of consciousness. In this thought lies the key to the work of the Brotherhood. They attract by their force into certain fields of realization and endeavor, and by that attraction and the response of those human atoms who are ready, the group soul on the upward arc, or a particular center of a heavenly man, is coordinated. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, pages 285 through 288. 3. Beyond a certain point, it is not safe nor wise to carry the communication of the facts of the solar system. Much must remain esoteric and veiled. The risks of too much knowledge are far greater than the menace of too little. With knowledge comes responsibility and power, two things for which the race is not yet ready. Therefore, all we can do is to study and correlate with what wisdom and discretion may be ours, using the knowledge that may come for the good of those we seek to help, and recognizing that in the wise use of knowledge comes increased capacity to receive the hidden wisdom, coupled also with the wise adaptation of knowledge to the surrounding need, must grow the capacity for discrete reservation and the use of the discriminating faculty. When we can wisely use, discreetly withhold, and soundly discriminate, we give the surest guarantee to the watching teachers of the race that we are ready for a fresh revelation. From Initiation, Human and Solar, page 6. 4. A disciple can nevertheless rest assured that until the path of knowledge has been added to the path of love, he can never take the major initiations, for these are undergone on the higher levels of the mental plane. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 120. 5. Material gain in knowledge for the individual causes stagnation, obstruction, indigestion, and pain if not passed on with wise discrimination. From Letters on Occult Meditation, page 343. 6. Knowledge, when given, must be used. It must be made of practical application in the daily life. Upon all of you who read these words rests a duty of doing three things, which I give to you in the order of their importance. 1. The molding of your daily lives upon the basis of the imparted truth, if it is to you indeed a truth. It is perhaps to you simply interesting, a fascinating sideline of study. Perhaps it is something which it pleases you to get because it is a novelty, and because it is a little different from the general run of teaching. Perhaps it pleases you to get these instructions a little ahead of the rest of humanity. All of these reactions are of small importance, being those of the personality. They are perhaps the most probable reactions for the majority. If there is nothing deeper in your reaction than those I have mentioned, then these teachings are not for you, for the responsibility upon your shoulders is thereby very great. But if you are attempting, no matter in how small a way, to apply the truth as you see it in your own life, then they are for you. 2. The building of that structure of thought which will embody this newer teaching. You can, if you so desire, help construct the thought form of the New Age teaching. You do this, above all, by your thought, by your practical application of any truth which you may have understood to your personal life at any cost, by your sacrifice and your service to your fellow men, and by the constant dissemination of any knowledge which you may possess. 3. Distribution of the teaching over a long period of time. Have you done anything along this line, thus shouldering your responsibility? From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 2, Esoteric Psychology 2, pages 711 through 712. See also Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 279 and page 394.